6 Music. From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Doesn't really matter where you are. Wearing a smile like it's going out of style. Look at yourself, oh, there's nothing. It doesn't really matter where you
was Touring Breaks and Mind Over Money from the album The Optimist. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everyone, That Touring Breaks tune that I played at the top of the show there reminds me of running into Touring Breaks while we were touring, I think, our first album. We saw them over and over again throughout a summer. This time of year, when you're doing festivals all over the world, you do run into your mates backstage, and it's what makes festival time such a great time for bands. The lovely lads, Ollie and Gail from Touring Breaks, I haven't seen him for far too long, but that was a favourite on the Elbow tour bus, especially during a tour of the States. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we ran into him in Los Angeles and had a night out with him there. Lovely boys. All the usual features on this week's Finest Hour will be taking to task a criminal cover version. It'll be facing the music, so to speak, in our regular feature, It Was Moider. We'll have the Beckopedia dropping by to educate us on something musical once more. And also, Desert Island snippet from somebody this week. As always, we'll be diving into the BBC archive for a bit of that. Loads of new music, including the next tune that we'll play for you from Vio Mire. And loads of old favourites and Song for Guy recommendations from you guys as well. Pre-record the show, generally speaking, and at this time of year when Elbow are around the world all the time, it's quite often long in advance of the broadcast of the programme. But do keep your emails coming and your Song for Guy recommendations coming. If I haven't read them out, there's a good chance you haven't written them yet, if you know what I mean. So I'm in my little house here in North Manchester, very happy to be so. And just to set the scene for you, I'm upstairs in the office where I always make the Finest Hour when I'm at home, in my Tony Soprano dressing gown with a large glass of water to hand and a can of caffeinated pop as well, should I need waking up a bit. Last weekend, as I record the show, we were at the Benicassim Festival in Spain, and then we went over for the Superbop Festival as well in Portugal. Had a wonderful time, ran into Ian Brown backstage, we hung out for him for a couple of hours. What a lovely man. I'm going to play a Stone Roses tune, the first one actually that I ever heard, later on in the show. But yes, if I sound a little tired, then I have to admit to being a little road weary. But very satisfied, very happy. Thanks to everybody who's been making the show so special for Elbow this summer so far. So I mentioned before, I'm going to play you a new tune from Vio Mire. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. This is called Much That Could Be Found, and it's out now.
I did not have food to eat, but there was much that could be found. Kitchen stocked with fish and meat, farmland lined with healthy wheat, carrots in the ground. The mighty redwoods breaking out. Oh, I tell you of the sound, of the sound. But I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now. Thinner at the top. Through mangled light like heavy rain, the birds are eating trash again. Cease, break, pause, rest, stop. Your beer, then grab your coat and let's get out of here. An old car on loan. David, David, take me home.
Vio Mire and Much That Could Be Found. That's out now. Stephanie Parmentier has been in touch. She says, "Dear Guy, I have this wonderful song for you. I met it on a Blue Note compilation album, Blue Breakbeats, and I like it because it's gentle, funny, sweet and very fresh. It feels like the spring rain we had here in my little country this afternoon." Stephanie then goes on to talk about the fact that Rock Werchter, which is a festival in Belgium, was a little bit too much for her, so she wouldn't be going. So I'm guessing that she's in Belgium. A very good evening to you, Steph. Thank you for sending this tune along. You'll recognise this because it was made famous by the De La Soul Posse sometime after it was recorded. Let's just say that this tune, as well as being fresh and sweet, is awfully educational, especially in the area of maths.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic.
Three, six, nine, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Three, six, nine, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Now the multiples of three come up three times in each set of 10. In the first 10, you get 3, 6, 9, and in the teens 10, it's 12, 15, and 18. And in the 20s, you get a 21, 24, 27, and it comes out even on 30, yeah.
Now multiply backwards from 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is
30.
3 times 9 is
27.
3 times 8 is
24.
3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12, and 3 times 3 is 9, 3 times 2 is 6, and 3 times 1 is 3, of course.
Now dig the pattern once more. 3,
3, 6, 9,
12,
12, 15, 18,
21,
21, 24, 27, 30,
yeah.
30.
Now multiply from 10 backwards.
3 times 10 is
30.
3 times 9 is 27.
3 times 8 is
24. 3 times 7 is
21.
3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. And 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1.
What is it?
3!
Yeah.
That's a magic number.
A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family.
That's a magic number.
Cracks me up. That's Bob Duroff, as recommended by Stephanie Parmentier, and it's Three is a Magic Number. An awful lot of arithmetic in that song. It made me giggle. It really did. The Shangri-Las. I thought they were black girls. Turns out they weren't. I wasn't alone in thinking they were black girls. So did James Brown back in the day, apparently. You'll understand why when you listen to this tune. I think it's charming and lovely, and it reminds me of my friends Becky and Jackie. It's called Sophisticated Boom Boom, and it goes a little bit like this.
I was walking down the street, and it was getting mighty late. Well, the truth of the matter is, this poor girl had been abandoned by her date. When, from out of nowhere, came this music loud and clear. Let me see, from over there?
No, over there.
Over there?
Yeah.
Well, I open up the door, and much to my surprise, rocking across the room. I said, what's that? And he said,
sophisticated boom.
It's been long overdue. Sophisticated boom boom. We've been needing something new. Sophisticated boom boom.
Now stand up straight and tall, like your back's against the wall. Take two steps forward and shake your hips.
Charming, timeless pop music. And you know, charming, timeless pop music don't just take care of itself. Oh no. You need good police. Our Victim, written by Medley and Russell, was originally recorded by the Top Notes, but took the world by storm when it was covered by the Beatles in 1963. But 2.5 minutes of riotous fun was soon to turn into a scene of total devastation, thanks to the murderous urges of the musical marauders. First, rampaging rodents, the chipmunks, attacked it with their stratospheric screeches, leaving it with a permanent twitch and leading a generation of impressionable children into funding the terrible trio's life of crime. Next, sounding like a painful hangover, the mamas and the papas slowed it down to a crawl and then set upon it with shouty vocals and kumbaya guitars. Luckily, it managed to scuttle to safety during a horrifying Hammond solo. Then, aided by an ensemble that included a Bavarian-style brass section and cacophonous cowbells, Cliff Richard attempted to beat it to death in front of a live audience. Only the merciful brevity of the performance saved it from a dreadful demise. But only recently on parole from her previous conviction, when former sex bomb Mae West, now more a fizzler than sizzler, tottered to the microphone and prepared to shatter the 60s classic with her vicious vibrato, it was murder. Stop, stop, stop it, Mae West. What are you doing that for, Mae West? What are you doing that for, Mae West?
You got me!
Still an amazing vocal, I'm sure you'll agree. That was The Beatles with Twist and Shout. I didn't know they didn't write that one. But yeah, previously being battered around by Mae West. More Moider next week.
BBC Six Music.
Hello, I'm Lauren Laverne, coming to you from the Six Music turret of the Big British Castle. We're doing is trying to brighten your day through the medium of song. There's not going to be anything too complicated. It's lovely to be in your ears. How are they today? Lauren Laverne. Bursting in and making violent radio love.
Oh, dear. Weekday mornings from 10.
I would love it if you could join me.
BBC Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
So, I've got an email here from Grant Philpott, who emailed in saying, what's this lovely tune? Who's it by? It's fantastic. I looked at the time that he'd written the email and I figured it was a Tom Waits song that I was playing on the air at the time that he wrote the email, but apparently not. He says, thanks for reading out the message, but it wasn't Tom Waits. Good to hear the old soak anyway, so I'll have to go through the online list, I suppose. Top show guy, cheers, Grant. The online list that Grant refers to is the list of every song I've ever played on the Finest Hour over the last 4 years. You have to give it a read if you want to know what I've played and you've missed it. It's worth having a read anyway, actually. You get an awful lot of good suggestions from that list, as I have had from you lot over the years. So, yeah, he enjoyed the Tom Waits. Somebody else got in touch as well. The title of the email is Synchronicity. It's from Terry Edwards. He says, hello, Guy. Lovely to hear your dulcet tones of a Sunday evening. You're playing Tom Waits Time, and I'm off in the morning to start rehearsals for a show called Rain Dogs Revisited, where an all-star cast, plus me, go figure, recreates the whole Rain Dogs album. Looking forward to it and hope to catch up at some point. Cheers, Terry. Nice to hear from you, mate. I wonder if that was the thing that my brother Marcus went to see last week in London. Could well have been. Anyway, two emails about Tom Waits is yet another excuse to play the great man. I love this song. I made a point of listening to it in Istanbul when drunk, and it made me sort of do a top-off kind of dance. And when I say top-off, I don't mean I took me top-off. I mean the guy from Fiddler on the Roof. Round the Room. It's called Telephone Call from Istanbul. It's got some great images in it. It's from, of course, the wonderful Tom Waits.
All night long on a broken dress, living in a medicine chest. Mediterranean hotel bag, sprawled across a roll-top desk. The monkey rolled a plate on an overhead fan. They paint the donkey blue if you pay. Get me out of town, it's when fireball set. Never
I love it. Tom Waits and Telephone Call from Istanbul. From my favourite Tom Waits album, Frank's Wild Years. The Police were a great band. Whatever you think happened to Sting's music after The Police ceased to be, they were an awesome band. I once read an interview with, what's the drummer called? Stuart. Oh, it'll come to me in a second. I'll have it by the end of this song. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit spongy today, everyone. I read an interview with the drummer, and he spent all the interview slagging Sting off, to put it mildly, pointing out things he didn't like about him, telling stories about him that didn't put him in a very favourable light. And then one of the last questions was, if you could form a supergroup, who would it be? And he named the members of The Police. So there you go. Anyway, here they are. This is an amazing tune. From Outlandos to More, this is Can't Stand Losing You. Stuart Copeland, of course it is. That was The Police and Can't Stand Losing You. Stuart Copeland, incidentally, if you didn't know this, was the son of quite a famous CIA officer. I think he was called Miles Copeland. There you go, bet you didn't know that. Another little fact that you might like to know, he was flown in to play the introduction hi-hats on Peter Gabriel's Red Rain, which is the first tune on So, Peter's solo album. I actually interviewed Peter about his new record via Skype from this very room just last week. That was fun. I was struck by the fact that we had the same shirt on while we were talking to each other. But there you go. That's connected with the release of his new record, and it'll be on here, his website as well. A great record and a great man. Slow Club. I've got a new tune out. This is called Two Cousins. And though I've never heard of Slow Club before, I'm going to go and do my research. I think it's great.
Two lost cousins in one new watch, a chauffeur-driven dream, told us where to draw. Oh.
That was Slow Club and Two Cousins. I think it's awesome. Now, can you hear this xylophone stroke glockenspiel fading up in the background behind me? It's the introduction to Thither's Uncertain Smile. The piano solo is by none other than Jules Holland, and I know every single note of it off by heart.
Thank you.
There we go. Thither from the album Soul Mining, That's Uncertain Smile. I seem to remember them doing it live, actually, on Jules Holland once. I'll have to go and see if it's on YouTube anywhere. Great. Dutch Uncles, full of energy and youth. Quite makes me sick. Local lads, wonderful music. This is a new one from them called XO. Is it about the brandy, do you think?
Trevor Horn, one half of the Buggles, sometime member of Yes, founder member of The Art of Noise, is responsible for writing and or producing some of the most recognised, iconic and popular music of the 80s. Listen to ABC's Lexicon of Love or Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Welcome to the Pleasure Dome and you'll find his musical fingerprints are all over them. He's creative and prolific, an advocate of modern production techniques and a lover of synthesised sound. He is also, it seems, slightly obsessive. So when he co-wrote Slave to the Rhythm, what started off as a potential hit single became the heart of a concept album, originally intended for Frankie, but eventually given to Grace Jones. All nine tracks are radical interpretations of the same song, which itself is probably one of the best tracks he's ever produced, intertwined with sound bites of an interview with Jones and an unlikely Ian McShane reading quotes from Ian Penman. Sounds bizarre, but 80s synthesizers aside, it works surprisingly well, particularly on tracks such as Don't Cry, It's Only the Rhythm, which is not just a showcase for some of the more intricate layers of sound otherwise buried on the single's final mix, but also an excellent track to play whilst balancing your speakers. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know. We'll be right back.
There you go. Quite a few of my sisters and my mum be very pleased to hear that again. Thanks to the Beckopedia, that was Trevor Horn and Grace Jones and Slave to the Rhythm.
Six Music. BBC Six Music.
Monday to Thursday on Six.
It all adds up.
It's Gideon Coe with you here until midnight.
Every night, two concerts from the BBC archive, plus four featured sessions, equals Six Music. Now, add 3 hours of the best old and new tracks.
The main thing I'm doing is putting together a three-hour music programme, regardless of its age or availability, that goes for old records as well.
Which brings you to nine.
Join me from 9 o'clock, Monday through to Thursday night.
Gideon Coe, we do the maths, you do the listening.
Six Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
Paul from Leicester's been on with a Song for Guy recommendation. He says, I've recently been listening to the Desert Island Disc archives, and it got me wondering as to the origins of the theme music to the show. To cut a long story short, I found this, Sleepy Lagoon by the Platters. Blissful. All the best, Paul. Well, I don't know if they did do it originally, because Desert Island Disc has been around for quite some time, but it may well have been a standard. I always assumed it was written for the show, and maybe they've done a version of it. I could look it up on the internet, but what's the fun of that? If you've got any facts surrounding Sleepy Lagoon, why don't you get in touch? It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. But for now, here's the Platters version. Thanks for your email, Paul, and do keep them coming, everyone. Here's Sleepy Lagoon.
A sleepy lagoon, a tropical moon, and two on an island. A sleepy lagoon and two hearts in tune in some lullaby. Reflects in the stream, they sparkle and shimmer. A star from on high falls out of the sky and slowly grows dimmer. The leaves from the tree and float on the ripples. They're deep in the span as nightingales tell of roses and the memory of this moment of love will haunt me for. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you. The memory of this moment of love will haunt me for. A tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you,
only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It is only a canvas sky sailing over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without
your love. It's a honky-tonk parade. We love your love. It's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It's a honky-tonk parade. Wait, I love your love. It's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's the Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Thank you.
BBC Radio. Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC. That's who.
Na na way oh. Na na way oh.
I won't hurt you, mother. I won't hurt you, brother. I won't hurt another. I won't heal at all. I won't hurt you, mother. No, don't hurt you, brother. I'll find other ways to know it's all around.
Great, innit? Cloud Control and Gold Canary. I absolutely love it. A nice, positive, bright... Don't know, it's got something socialist about it, if you ask me. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. I'm with you for another hour of music before the great Don Letts takes over here on Six Music, the greatest radio station on earth. I'm going to play one now for my most earnest listener. There's not many of you can say that you've listened to every single edition of The Finest Hour. I make it about 220 editions of the show so far. I've been on here roughly 4 years. Anyway, this one's for the only person I know has definitely heard every single edition. Of course, it's my mother. I know she'll love this one. This is Ella Fitzgerald, and I'm beginning to see the light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-roll on fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
I never cared much for moonlit skies, I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light, boy. Beginning to see the light, boy. Beginning to see the light. Now that your lips, they are burning on mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
There you go, a little selfish dedication for me, Mum. Thanks, Mum, for your appraisal every week. That's Ella Fitzgerald, and I'm beginning to see the light. My favourite appraisal that my mum ever gave me was, I think it said something like, I really liked Big Audio Dynamite tonight, son, but don't laugh at your own jokes. Jimmy Tarbuck laughs at his own jokes. Wise words indeed. Apparat are a band I know nothing about. This is called Blackwater. Very intense, very atmospheric. I absolutely love it. Please bear in mind that every single song that I play on The Finest Hour is chosen by me or you lot. This is chosen by me.
Thank you.
great. I'm looking forward to hearing more of that. That's Apparat and Blackwater. That's out August 1st. So I mentioned that Elbow have been all over the place doing festivals. Just to describe in brief how a day normally begins at a festival, you pull up on the bus sometime in the early hours of the morning, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes. So you wake up on the festival site. You can usually hear generators ticking over, maybe hear the headliners sound checking. And the first thing you want is a shower and something to eat. So you go downstairs in the tour bus, which is a little bit like a carpeted submarine to live on, if I'm honest. And you find your shoes, look at the debris on the table from the night before, make sure you've not left anything important, documents or your phone or whatever. And then usually our wonderful tour manager Tom has posted a map of where to go to find food and cleanliness on the inside of the tour bus door. You dive out looking like a bag of rags and then try and keep your head down as you move among the backstage compound, which is usually a load of porter cabins next to each other with some frills and some false grass popped down. And that's where you see all your contemporaries. That's where you see all your mates. And you sort of keep your head down till everyone's clean. Nobody looks like a rock star at that time in the morning, apart from Ian Brown, who rocks up with a plastic bag that has all these worldly possessions in him, greets you like an old friend. And we sat down and talked to Ian the other night backstage for hours and hours. An incredible raconteur and a lovely gentleman. And of course, being a lad from Manchester of my years, one of my all-time heroes. So this is the first Stone Roses song I ever heard. When I'm sat talking to Ian Brown, it does pop into my head often. The first time I heard it was in the back of a pea green Allegro belonging to a friend of mine called Alan Isherwood. And I couldn't believe it. A couple of my mates had Stone Roses t-shirts at this time, and we all were wearing denim flares and floral hooded tops. But I didn't know who they were or what they were about. I hadn't admitted that at that age. What was I, 13 or something? Hadn't admitted to not knowing who the Stone Roses were. And when this song came on, I had to say, who's this? It's amazing. And there began a love affair which saw me join a band one day. So cheers, Ian, for the life that you've nudged me in the right direction of. Here is the first tune I ever heard of yours. This is the Stone Roses and Shoot You Down.
It's far too late. I can't wait. Now the time. love to do it, and you know you've always had it coming. I'd love to do it, and you know you've always had it coming.
Amazing. I absolutely love it. The Stone Roses and Shoot You Down.
Six. Music. Mark Ratcliffe and Stuart McConis.
I had an ice cream on Sunday afternoon and I still have my tea later.
On Six Music.
Yeah, it's just so unpredictable.
I know. It's just a life on the edge, mate.
It's crazy,
It is. It's cutting edge.
Do you ever think to yourself, I've got to slow down?
What I think is that, like, with these sorts of anecdotes, I'm distancing myself from the ordinary man who's listening. Right, Mystic Stew. Here comes some dreams to be interpreted. Jason in Nottingham says, I once had a dream that I'd invented a small mobile disco for dogs called Mobile Dog Disco.
This means that you have hairy shoulders and you were once in Northside.
It's fascinating.
Ratcliffe and McConey.
Weekday afternoons from 1.
BBC
6. Music.
Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Listening is doing your duty.
Now then, I've got an email here somewhere. Not you, but you. Here we are. Maeve Dixon's been in touch. She said, Guy, it's me, the lady of the budgies. I think it's still in the gallery on my Six Music webpage, but Maeve sent me a lovely picture of her budgies, which hangs on my front room wall to this day. She says, thanks for the photograph of you and the pic in situ. I was very touched. I have a little recommendation for you. I was listening to your show on the 24th of April and you played the Trash Can Sinatra's Orange Fella. I was in heaven. I love, love, love this band and have grown older and wiser with them. They are Scotland's best kept secret, and now they aren't a secret anymore. I recommend to you this beautiful piece, Skin Diving. I have it on vinyl and on a B-side, and you think it's available, you're going to tell me that it could be on a CD called On a B-Road. Or our best, Maeve. Maeve, thank you, love. I do love the Trash Can Sinatras. Turn this one up, everyone. It starts quite quietly. This is for Maeve Dixon. This is the Trash Can Sinatras and Skin Diving.
There's no need.
the Trash Can Sinatras, recommended by Maeve Dixon, and that's called Skin Diving. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk if you've got any recommendations for music or for anything. If you've got an idea of something you want me to try with this wonderful medium, then just get in touch. Thank you, incidentally, to everybody who emails in telling me that you've seen the band somewhere in the world and that you've enjoyed the show. All the emails get sent to me and I pass them on to the band. Just because I don't read out praise about my own outfit on the radio doesn't mean it's not appreciated. Thank you all very much indeed. Friends of ours that we see during the festival period include this next lot. Travelling Band are a wonderful bunch from Manchester. This is from their new thing. August 8th is the release date. It's called Battle Scars. And Mugger from the band, Mugger not because he's ever been involved in violent street crime, but because his real name is Muggeridge, can often tempt me into some Crosby, Stills and Nash close harmony if we've both partaken of a few tins of ale. Look forward to seeing you all soon. Lots of love, lads. This is the Travelling Band and Battle Scars.
On the dark side, you are on the lighter side of the line. There's 24 reasons, 7 kinds of sinners inside of me. But don't look back at these battle scars of mine. They happen all the time. Fly back home and I'll break, then clear your wings. I am on the dark side, you are on the lighter side of the line. There's 24 reasons, 7 kinds of sinners alive in me. And why, oh yes, she told me the force is all man has in this life, and everything you need is nothing that you ever want. So don't look back at these battle scars of mine. They happen all the time. Fly back home and I'll break, then clear your scars of mine, they happen all the time. Fly back home and I'll break, then clip. I will break, then clip your
Travelling Band and Battle Scars. Lovely. Now then, I have a big problem with food being mentioned in songs. I haven't analysed it too deeply. As I'm aware, I don't have any kind of eating disorder. But I don't like food mentioned in song. Maybe it's because I'm not one of these people who has to eat exactly what they want, exactly when they want it. There's certain members of Elbow that, if they haven't eaten, if they're starting to feel hungry, it can affect them in some pretty Jekyll and Hyde ways. it's a very common thing. People get lightheaded, they get adrenaline surges if they can't eat. I, frankly, can go days without food and then eat like a pig for a week. It really doesn't bother me. But I do consider it a personal bodily function. I don't like eating in restaurants that much, if I'm honest. A, I'm not that keen on having people serve me. I don't know. Eating in a public place, it's just not something I enjoy. So maybe that's why I don't like food mentioned in songs. Also, it has to be said that this next song, Fuzzy, by Grant Lee Buffalo, has got some amazing images in it, some beautiful lyrics. In fact, Elbow once covered it, I think for Zane Lowe's show. It was either for Zane or for Joe Wiley, I can't remember. But we did it in Maida Vale some years ago, because we love the tune. But I have to say, the verse after the guitar solo, must try harder, 7 out of 10 for the lyrics. Not just because they mention having a bite to eat, just because they're not as good as the rest of the lyrics of the song. So please enjoy the majority of Grant Lee Buffalo's Fuzzy.
Dear,
Grant Lee Buffalo and the amazing Fuzzy. I'm feeling a little bit guilty now for pointing towards that really inadequate third verse. If you're a member of the band or if you're a member of the fan club, feel free to abuse me. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. I'm going to play a song by John Martin. That's because next week's show is dedicated to him, as there's a tribute record come out. All sorts of people covering his songs. A huge fan of John Martin's, going back years. His music's brought many, many people comfort and inspiration, and I've been to see him live numerous times before he died. So here's a little taste of it now, but next week's show, I'm going to be playing quite a few of his songs by different people in tribute to the album that's coming out. Anyway, this is the great man himself with May You Never.
May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May I never make you mad out in the cold. Just like a written song, brother, remind you, you know that I love you true. You never talk dirty behind my back, and I know that there's those that do. To learn in our time, oh, please, won't you be it in mind for me? May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May you never make your bed out in the cold. It just like nothing closes is dear to me. And I know that some do. Please, won't you be in mind? Love is a lesson to learn in our time. And please, won't you be in mind for me? May you never lay your head down without a hand to hold. May you never make your bed. Behind my back, and I know there's those that do. Oh, please, won't you be reading mine? Love is a lesson to learn in our time. Oh, please, won't you be reading mine for me? May I never lose your temper if you get in a barroom fight.
John Martin and May You Never. I love it. Next week's show, all about him. The two shows after that are going to be made in Australia. Hong Kong and Australia is where I'm going after that, so that should be fun. I'll try and think of some interesting themes between now and then. Let's have a dive into the BBC archive and listen to a Desert Island Disc snippet. They've recently made the whole of the Desert Island Disc back catalogue available for you to listen to at any time. on the wonderful BBC. Isn't that great? So you can go online and find anyone you want, which kind of makes a mockery of a travesty of a sham of this item on my show. I like to think that this item may be inspired him to do that in the first place, though. Who cares? Here's a snippet. It's an excuse to play a great tune. This is one of John Mortimer's Desert Island Discs.
The parallels between the theatre and the courtroom have been drawn many times. You were hugely successful at the bar in the end, particularly when you moved from divorce into dirty books, I think.
My enemies called them dirty books. I called them cases about free speech. And
this was Oz, Gay News, yes, and Last Exit to Brooklyn.
That's right.
Yes.
And I invented my only contribution to the law of England, really, was in the Last Exit case. I invented a thing called the aversion defence, which was, if a description of sex in a book is so revolting that it puts the British public off sex at least until Thursday afternoon, it has a highly moral and beneficent effect.
So it hasn't depraved or corrupted?
No, it's made them behave much better. And the Court of Appeal thought that was absolutely charming.
But I wonder if, as a writer, and you were a writer at the same time as doing that, you've always run the two careers in parallel, whether you ever felt compromised once you got into that freedom of speech area, because in a way you must have been emotionally committed in a way that a barrister's not supposed to
be. Well, I know that's the great thing about a barrister. You mustn't believe once you start believing in what you're saying, you lose all judgment. I did believe in it. I found it much easier to defend all those things if I didn't read them. I used to take my glasses off when watching pornographic movies. I remember once we had a prosecutor who was a very, very nice chap, and we used to go down to Scotland Yard and watch these terrible movies with the sergeant in charge of the projector. And one day the prosecutor arrived with a little roll of film under his arm because his wife had a herb garden. And we were watching dreadful films called, Toilet Orgies, I think it was called. And he said to the sergeant in charge of the projector, he said, "Sergeant, I've got this film, but I haven't got a projector. So could you possibly show the film of my herb garden?" And for half an hour we sat watching the thyme and the rosemary blowing. Then we went back to Toilet Orgies.
Record number 7.
At the end of my last book, we go for a picnic in the Bluebell Wood with all the children and all the dogs and all the friends and everything. And suddenly at the end of it, in the last sentence of that is, everything seemed perfectly all right, and you forget all about death and not walking properly and only seeing out of one eye, and all that vanishes from your mind. And so I really like this song, which is C'est si bon, which means everything's okay, and Louis Armstrong tells us that it is.
C'est si bon. Lovers say that in France, when they thrill to romance, it means that it's so good. Oh, c'est si bon. So I say it to you, like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought. And it's this, dear. It's so good. Nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, c'est si bon. Oui, oui. Thank you.
Armstrong and Stacey Bonn, as chosen on Desert Island Discs by John Mortimer.
BBC Six Music. A million reasons to listen to Sean Keevey.
Great reasons to wake up with me.
Number 23. He's very passionate.
Why would you want to call yourself Wretch?
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck?
Ridiculous. Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Number 7,948. He's a great storyteller.
I used to know a girl called Leo. That's the end of the story.
Number 734,710.
Where else can you hear the best new music and the band you love?
Absolutely awesome. That's why you listen to Six Music.
The Sean Keevney Breakfast Show.
Weekday mornings from 7. BBC Six Music.
Who needs a million reasons to listen?
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The better and the anti-better.
Another band that I always look forward to running into are Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Not just to see them and say hello, just because I love their music. This next tune has a fantastic line in it. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. Anything to do with dads and lads has me in bits. Call me an old sentimentalist, but this is no exception. From the album Howl, which is criminally underrated, didn't really do the business it should have done in this country. If you don't own Howl by the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, let this be a trailer for it. This is the amazing Fault Line.
I've been waiting on the fault line. Living evil, take me on. I'll be standing with my dying bed if you care to come along. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. I've been lying in the bright light, see my shadow from below. Never wanted from another man, never wanted from my own. Drowning in the rising tide at my father's door. Drowning in the rising tide at my father's door. Through a window to the last mile, a living picture on a wall. From the banks of the far side, see the lights come ashore. Racing from the rising tide to my father's door. Racing from the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door.
Gorgeous. From the album Howl, which I have to insist you go and buy if you don't have it. And I mean buy, I don't mean steal. That's Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and Fault Line. This next tune from Grizzly Bear popped onto my headphones in the middle of a flight the other day. I've bought a pair of those noise cancellation headphones that you see at airports. I held it off as long as I could because I didn't believe in the technology. They have transformed my life. They make engines disappear. That's what I love about them. You don't get an awful lot of peace on the road. It's more fun than you could possibly imagine. or it was, you know, rather it's more fun than I had possibly imagined it could be before we did it. But there is always noise. If it's not a festival happening, it's a generator powering a festival. If it's not a generator, it's a plane engine or a bus engine. So the one thing that happens when you come home and sit still is this incredible whistling. Well, the noise cancellation headphones have got rid of it. So imagine having this lovely, peaceful lullaby of a tune playing to me while I was at 35,000 feet on my way home yesterday. This is Grizzly Pear from the album Vacati Mest. This is the wonderful Hold Still. Compact and short and bijou and beautiful. Hold Still by Grizzly Bear from the album Vacati Mest. I think we've got time for one more tune. I absolutely love Adventures in Stereo, and this is a very, very short number from them, just to finish us off. Once again, from Adventures in Stereo, this is We'll Meet Again. Completely miscalculated, and we've got time for another tune, which is great. So let's have Laura Veers from July Flame. This lovely song is called Make Something Good.
I wanted to make something sweet, the blood inside maple tree. Something good. but we're gonna make something so fun. I wanted to make something pure, emerald field and steer manure, a wild-eyed child in a moonlit room, make something good.
Well, wonderful. There we go. Thank you so much for listening again. I've really enjoyed making the show. Thank you to Michelle and Peter and the Beckopedia and everyone who helps put the programme together. I'm back off on the road, but I'll see you at the same time next week. Do look after yourselves, because it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week, everyone. Don Letts, up next. Don't Nobody Go Nowhere.
Midnight, I spend